Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned of Chaf Aleph of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learned about include Nigal LeKroivim, where the relatives may redeem one of the following: Steachuza, an inherited field; Eved Ivri, a slave sold to either a Jew or a non-Jew; Batei Arachayma, a house in the walled city; or Batei Chatzerim, a house in an open city. The Gemara also discusses whether the redemption is chayva, an obligation, or reshus, an option, and the halacha of hakarv karv kaidim, the closest relative redeems first. Ritzia, after completing his term, a slave may choose to bore his ear and extend his term until yevul. The Gemara elaborates on many aspects of this process, including marzea, whether only an awl may be used, or kol davar, any handheld instrument, or matches, any metal instrument. Ribui umiut v'klal uprat. When the Torah uses both general and specific terms to describe the necessary items for a halachic process, it's a machlekes whether it's meant to include everything except for one specific item, or only items similar to those specified. Yefas Toyer. The Torah permitted soldiers to cohabit with a Yefas Toyer, a non-Jewish woman captured in battle who is forcibly converted. The Gemara discusses many details of this halacha, including kayin, if a kayin is also permitted regarding both b'yirushayna, the initial relations, and b'yashniya, future relations.